web portals may appear to be a relic of the 1990s and the days of AOL, but they are very much alive and well today. In reality, web portals continue to play an important role on the internet by delivering various services such as search, email, online, shopping, forums, public services e.g. real estate websites, or corporate services e.g. corporate intranets or dashboards. But what are they? Let's take a peek. Rapid data access is the biggest game changer in business. Data is critical in every organization since we live in a world where instant access to data is becoming the norm. However, a few firms still need to catch up, relying on antiquated systems to send data to their clients, workers, and partners. If you're one of them, you'd better strap in. How? Simple, with the help of a WEB portal. Web portals are your ticket to accessing all pertinent information from a single location. They are nothing like incognito, yet they are fairly common with many web portal examples. In addition, the popularity of online portals will continue to climb. For example, according to the Data Intelo analysis, the web portal industry will develop at a CAGR of 10% by 2028. So, what's a web portal? A web portal is a digital or online platform linked to a database and gives relevant information based on the user's request. You must also use browsers to have access to it. For example, we may utilize web portals in our daily lives to monitor the progress of an order, say, a lovely dress ordered online. You can use a customer web portal for various purposes. Let's look at another example of a web portal to clarify things. When you wish to arrange an online appointment to see your doctor, you usually go to the patient webpage of your particular healthcare institution and enter all of your information, such as the day, time, individual doctor, and so on. Sounds simple and quick. Well, it is. You only need to remember the login and password to access its resources and obtain information. As developers write, at the three distinguishing strengths of portals: integration, consistency, and personalization are essential components of an increasingly important part of business today. Digital customer experience. Also, a web portal resembles a website, doesn't it? But they aren't the same. Sorry for being a downer. But how so? A website is designed to attract more users, i.e., drive traffic, whereas a web portal is designed for specific people. It filters or restricts web traffic in several ways, allowing the portal to be viewed only by unique users. You can use ASP and ET programming to design a website and web portal with relevant features to your company goals. Also, a website does not ask people to visit it for a login ID and password. Login credentials are required whenever a user attempts to view it via a web portal. These passwords are user-specific, and they are unique to each user. In addition, a website is freely accessible, which means that anybody with access to the internet and the URL may view the website's content. On the other hand, a website portal is private, and only users of the portal may view and access its content using their login ID and password. The content displayed on a website might be dynamic or static. Regarding web portals, the content is dynamic and changes every time a user views one. Gartner mentions, firms must have looked toward the software domains horizontal portal platform /WCM systems as the primary software base for their sites. How do web portals help? Businesses and corporations can use web portals to create dependable websites with customizable user access and easy navigation. These unique corporate web solutions aid in aligning your business processes and promoting business growth. Businesses from many industrial sectors can use these cloud platforms to meet customer requirements, produce user-centric content, and improve website functioning. Also, portals reflect an early paradigm change for organizations online, which was to construct customer-centric rather than business-centric websites. In principle, a portal enables a corporation to design sites and navigation based on the user's needs rather than an organizational structure that only makes sense inside. As the portal industry evolved, top portal vendors expanded their feature sets to assist organizations in creating user-centric digital experiences for web, mobile, social, and linked devices. The functions provided are content management, marketing, workflow, targeting, and mobile support. As a result, some portal systems are evolving into digital experience platforms that leverage their integration and customization skills to drive transformation throughout the company. According to Forrester, The number one technical problem for digital customer experience efforts is needed for the backend system integration. Portal Heritage DXP have a strong integration story and the customization emphasis required to create consistent, linked experiences adapted to each user's context. Other types of digital experience platforms exist, such as those derived from commerce servers and online content management systems. Even if you do not employ a Portal Heritage DXP, you will almost certainly need to include portal technology into your strategy to address the integration demands of digital experiences across many touchpoints. As Mark Grannon exclaims, elevating digital experience portals within the extensive digital experience platform model is strategic for the future. They contain more reusable codes for a secured web experience, combine backend data, and enable the customer to self-serve. Web portals give a distinct consumer experience and aid in developing a self-sufficient brand loyal community. If you are thinking about creating your web portal or need assistance determining which sort of portal would best fit your needs, Mars Devs can help. Follow us in our upcoming episode to understand the world of technology website development. Do you have more tips about the fantastic journey to the tech world? Share with us in the comments. Until next time.